Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, December 6th. You'll be interested to know, St. Nicholas Day celebrates the legacy of Nicholas of Myra, a 4th century bishop known for his generosity. Famous for leaving coins in shoes, he inspired this day, also called Feast Day. His acts, like providing dowries for a father's daughters, inspired traditions in Italy, Germany, the Netherlands, and modern-day Santa Claus. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect waist-to-stomach-high swell on Friday morning, remaining semi-choppy in the afternoon with onshore winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Saturday, enjoy thigh-to-waist-high swell with glassy morning conditions, turning semi-bumpy in the afternoon. On Sunday, anticipate knee-to-waist-high swell with glassy mornings, transitioning to semi-bumpy afternoons. Friday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean at 3+ feet until 9. After that, it's fair until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 3.5-foot incoming low tide, when the north-northwest swell is 2 feet at 16 seconds and the variable wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide Friday will be 5 foot at 11:30 a.m. with a 0-foot low tide just before 7:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, there's patchy fog and feels like 51 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:42, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:38. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early today, but it should clear up by mid-morning, giving way to sunny skies and a high near 65 with a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 53 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Saturday and Tuesday with highs around 66 and 65. Nights will be mostly clear with patchy fog and lows in the low 50s. Sunday and Monday will also have patchy fog in the morning, followed by mostly sunny conditions and highs near 62. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria has officially abandoned plans for a new city hall after voters rejected a sales tax increase that would have helped cover a projected budget deficit of nearly $1.5 billion over the next 5 years. The Civic Center revitalization effort, aimed at breathing new life into the aging Civic Center complex, has halted. Gloria expressed that difficult choices lie ahead to address the city's structural deficit, stating, "The vision of building a new city hall is not going to be happening. The city will now focus on utilizing existing spaces and exploring redevelopment options for underused buildings." Now on to sports. On Thursday night football in Detroit, the Lions, now 12-1, clinched a playoff spot with a thrilling 34-31 win over the Packers, who fall to 9-4. Jared Goff threw 3 touchdowns, including late-game heroics, setting up Jake Bates' game-winning field goal. Despite Josh Jacobs' 3 rushing touchdowns for Green Bay, Detroit's aggressive play-calling paid off, maintaining their lead in the highly competitive NFC North. On Sunday Night Football, the Chargers at 8-4 visit the Chiefs, who are 11-1. The Chiefs, favored by 4, aim to extend their dominant series streak to 7 wins. Tonight, the 10th-ranked Boise State Broncos host the 19th-ranked UNLV Rebels in the Mountain West Championship. Boise State is favored by 4 points, with the over-under at 51.5. On Saturday, the 18th-ranked Clemson Tigers face the 8th-ranked Mustangs in Charlotte for the ACC Championship. Southern Methodist, favored by 2.5 points, aims for a perfect league run. The over-under is 51.5. Also on Saturday, the 2nd-ranked Texas Longhorns clash with the 5th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs at Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Georgia, favored by 3 points, faces a Texas squad eager to avenge their early-season defeat. The over-under is set at 51.5. Additionally, 15th-ranked Arizona State faces 16th-ranked Iowa State in the Big 12 Championship in Arlington. Arizona State is favored by 2.5 points. The top-ranked Oregon Ducks, unbeaten at 12-0, clash with the 3rd-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions, standing at 11-1 in Indianapolis for the Big Ten Championship. Oregon is favored by 3.5 points. In local sports, tomorrow night, the Lakers, currently at 12-10, will face a tough matchup against the Atlanta Hawks, who are on a 5-game winning streak. Anthony Davis leads the Lakers with 26.9 points per game. Trae Young, scoring 27.4 points per game, plays a crucial role in maintaining Atlanta's momentum. Both teams are dealing with lineup uncertainties due to injuries. Meanwhile, the Kings, with a record of 15-8-3, are set to face off against the Minnesota Wild in the City of Angels. Ants Kopitar has been impressive, accumulating 30 points, and Adrian Kempe has added 12 goals to the tally. The Wild, holding a record of 17-4-4, look forward to challenging the Kings' defense in this encounter. In top news, the crypto community is celebrating a significant milestone this week. President-elect Donald Trump nominated Paul Atkins, a close advisor to digital asset companies, as the next chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Shortly after the announcement, Bitcoin soared past $100,000 for the first time. At PubKey in downtown Manhattan, co-owner Thomas Pacquia declared the milestone a cause for celebration, stating the psychological difference is huge. Crypto executives are hopeful that Atkins will bring clearer regulatory guidelines and potentially dismiss ongoing lawsuits against major companies, signaling a new era for the industry. In business news, New York City lawmakers are considering a bill that may ease strict regulations on short-term rentals, including those listed on Airbnb. As hotel prices reach record highs, the number of short-term rental listings has plummeted to about 3,700, down from nearly 23,000 earlier this year. Tourists are expressing support for revising these rules, citing rising accommodation costs. The proposed legislation would allow more flexibility for homeowners, permitting 4 adult guests and eliminating the requirement for hosts to be present during rentals. However, hotel industry representatives warn that looser regulations could flood the market with commercial listings. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $98,100. Ethereum is just over $3,900. And Goatsys Maximus is nearing 82 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. For over two centuries, treasure hunters have sought to decode the Beale ciphers, believed to guard an immense fortune of gold and silver. Ken Bauman, a former railroad detective, has dedicated nearly two decades to this quest, convinced that the treasure lies in Mount Pleasant, Philadelphia. Meanwhile, James Simpson believes the riches are hidden in an Arizona gold mine, employing advanced techniques and even artificial intelligence to crack the codes. Despite skepticism surrounding the cipher's authenticity, the pursuit has captivated many, revealing a deep psychological drive to solve historical mysteries and find meaning in the chase itself. Entertainment news. Taylor Sheridan's tensions with Kevin Costner have taken center stage in the latest episodes of Yellowstone. The pair's relationship deteriorated over Costner's need for time to work on his film Horizon, an American saga. This conflict reflects in the second half of season 5, which obsessively focuses on the fallout from John Dutton's death. The plot lacks depth, with repetitive dialogue and scenes, as characters seem aimless. Sheridan's frustrations are evident, leading to a series of swift character exits, including deaths that leave viewers questioning the show's direction. As Yellowstone nears its conclusion, Sheridan's discontent is palpable. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American journalist and television host, Bill Moyers. And he said, "When I learn something new, and it happens every day, I feel a little more at home in this universe, a little more comfortable in the nest." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.